I don't think it's any secret. I think that my nationality might have helped me get the job. It is very exciting. I've always wondered, you know, if I could spread my wings and work at a major USA racetrack and be on television.
The voice of Frank Saliv, looking back on nearly two decades as a voice of harness racing in Canada. Norm Borg here with you on Trot Radio. We'll be talking to Frank as he looks forward now to being the voice of harness racing at Pompano Park.
August 20th through the 23rd, Sarnia will come alive with the first ever edition of Adrenaline, an event that will combine world-class horse racing and entertainment. Take in special limited seating events like Ultimate Band Challenge, Yuck Yucks on Tour, and the finals of the FBA Advanced Bartenders Competition, and play the Ponies Tournament. Adrenaline is all about food and drink as we feature over 15 food vendors plus beer and spirit tents. Adrenaline, so much more than racing. Purchase tickets for limited seating events online before they sell out. Go to AdrenalineFest.ca.
Welcome back to Trot Radio. The gentleman on the other end of my line has been the voice of Canadian racing for quite some time. And those of you familiar with Frank Saliv will know him as the voice of the Woodbine Circuit for quite a number of years, as well as being the voice of Western Fair, Allura, Clinton, Woodstock, Hanover. Frank Saliv, welcome to Trot Radio.
It's a real privilege to be with you, Norm.
Well, I tell you what, I guess you could say that Western Fair's loss, or even Canada's loss, is Pompano's gain, certainly.
I was really worried when I tendered my resignation and went public with the announcement after I had my U.S. working papers in order. I was worried that people might think it was some sort of traitor act or, act of abandonment or something like that. But, if I'm abandoning, then so are John Campbell and Ken Warkinson and literally dozens of Canadian people that have gone before me to the United States.
You were, what, an announcer at the Web Circuit, what, 13 years?
I was close to 15, actually.
15.
And my last day there was, I believe it was October 8th, 2005.
And you picked it up, of course, the following fall at Western Fair. Looking back, what would be some of the most memorable race calls for Frank Saliv?
I guess there's two that stand out in my memory, but also the two that people point to. I was a much younger man, and you'll notice when you hear the replay of Lifetime Dream, winning the 1993 Breeders' Crown Mare's Trot. So that was kind of a memorable one because she was a rural Ontario homebred that beat the best in the world that night, and the call was, Lifetime Dream has fulfilled the lifetime dream.
Nice.
And the other one that stands out in memory because of the poignancy of the situation was the 2003 North America Cup. It was Yankee Cruiser, actually.
Oh, okay.
And it was Dean McGee for the memory of Brian Pinsky.
Okay.
But to put that in context, you'd have to see the replay, too. But I thought that was about the best work I could do. But I can honestly say, Norm, upon departing Canada, the very best outcome is that a consensus of knowledgeable and caring people would think that what I did was adequate, and there'd be some sort of acknowledgement that I was doing the best I could every day with what I had to work with.
Well, I'll tell you, it's more than adequate. One of my favorite Frank Saliv calls would have been in the 2004, would it be North American Cup or Metro? I can't remember which. Not Mantacular, but Rock and Roll Hanover.
Yeah, it was a monster upset when he won the Metro as a two-year-old, and look what he went on to, but when he won the Metro, he sat in the pocket that night, Brian Sears, I'm pretty sure it was, and we started to find out what a great horse he was that particular night, but he paid $70-some dollars to win, I think.
And the call from Frank Saliv was, this isn't a one-hit wonder, this is rock and roll, baby.
And you know who got me into that mindset was, I got to give a lot of credit to guys like Dan Loisel and Tom Durkin, because without something special like that, you know, the race just looks like horses racing around in an oval. But when you can make some sort of distinguishment to put it in a time frame context, maybe a cute little play on words on the horse's name or some sort of other identifying factor. And also, Norm, you know, in a bigger, larger context, I was there to see racing evolve into the Internet and into the National Horse Racing TV channel. So that's why these things in the broadcast sense became more and more important as the years wore on.
We talk about the fact that you've given back to the game, Frank. You've been a strong advocate and a mentor of a lot of aspiring announcers, including this guy. But I'm very impressed with the work that you've done with younger people, encouraging them to become broadcasters in this sport.
I try to, because, you know, I'm well on into my own half century now, although I'm fortunate I still have all of my eyesight and health and memory function, and I'm ready to give it all I've got every day still. None of that has gone away as far as the fire in the belly, if you will. But the thing I've always told young people, and I've tried to walk the fine line and make this as politically correct as, you know, correct as possible, is that they do well in their reading and writing in school. If they want to do what you and I do, they've got to do well in their English lessons in school. So that has always worked well for me when out in the public forum with young people.
Well, one of the things I've always appreciated about your race calling, Frank Saliv, is that no two races ever sound the same. You are a walking thesaurus, and that in and of itself, I think, makes you unique among many race announcers.
Yeah, you got to shake it up, and some of that influence comes from following Dan Loisel into the booth at Woodbine. He went as far as keeping a book and a roster of different phrases to break out on different days at different times in different situations.
Wow.
I sort of went by memory, but, you know, you got to challenge yourself every day and make it special, because it truly is just a privilege to be there and to have been one of the reporters chosen to chronicle or help to chronicle this era in harness racing.
Well, you know, my fondest and most grateful memory is when we finally met at Hanover Raceway, and being a budding announcer, I was nervous as anything because, hey, the Dean, the Godfather, was in the house. And I remember there was a two-year-old OSS grassroots final for trotting colts. Every one of them ran out of the gate.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how do I call this with Frank Saliv sitting down on the tarmac?
Well,
but you were so kind, I tell you.
Yeah. All you can do is the best you can do with what you got to work with, you know, and that applies to any of us that have anything to do with these horses, whether you drive them, train them, judge them, own them. All you can do is the best you can with what you got to work with.
Well, you're going down to a sweet gig, and of course the folks at Western Fair Raceway have been very supportive of you, but going down to Pompano, I mean, that's got to be exciting.
It is very exciting. I've always wondered, you know, if I could spread my wings and work at a major USA racetrack and be on television representing a racing organization every day across the whole of the United States of America. And, you know, I don't think it's any secret. I think that my nationality might have helped me get the job, and they do hope to stoke interest from the Canadians. You know, there's a lot of Saturday nights there in the winter. There are certain sections of the grandstand where they speak exclusively French. So what does that tell you about how much the Canadians love Pompano Park? I hope I can be a conduit to fostering that and growing it.
Listen, all the best. You know, you've been a good friend, and this looks really good on you, Frank. Have a riot down in Florida.
Well, I sure will.
And that's going to do it for this edition of Trot Radio. Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in association with Board Communications.